Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
News Radio 840 WHAS. Good Sunday morning. Bob Sekula, the Louisville Real Estate Show, here with you till the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us and joining us here in the studio, so to speak, because we're doing our Zoom show. Chuck Crosby, he's the head guy over at the Crosby Law Offices. They do a great job of getting your loan closed, and you can pick the closing attorney that you want to close your loan. Chuck's a great guy. His office is phenomenal. He also does a variety of other things that you should know about: powers of attorney, wills, which are so important, foreclosure defense, and more. You can reach Chuck on his phone at 499-6360. Also here, Brad Lawler. He's the owner of the Home Team Inspection Service and Team Bug Out. And they are the number one home team inspection service now 9 years in a row. Yep,
that's right.
9 years.
Yeah.
Doing a great job. You can reach him for either getting your home inspected, which I will be doing down the road because I'm getting a new home, and also for Team Bug Out to get rid of bugs in your home. 844-411-TEAM is his direct cell phone number, or his number. And if you're thinking about selling your home now or in the future, I would love to talk to you. Just give me a call and we can talk about what the process is. I can come out. It's a free, no obligation analysis. Look at the house, give you an idea what prices are, comparables in your neighborhood, and what the house would sell for. Then we can talk and answer any questions that you might have. You can reach me on my cell phone, 376-LIVE, or you can go to bobsellslouisville.com. and fill out the form, and that'll come when you hit send, it'll come right to me. All right, a reminder, you can see this show anytime on our YouTube channel. We record this and put it up on YouTube. Go to LouisvilleAnswers.com. That's LouisvilleAnswers.com. Coming up a little later on in today's show, 13 items in your kitchen. Chuck, you're going to especially like this. 13 items in your kitchen you should throw away immediately. Immediately. Don't wait. Yeah, well, wait till after the show. This first question is for Chuck Crosby over at the Crosby Law Office. Betty wrote us an email. There's apparently a huge 50-foot tree leaning towards Betty's house, and it's in danger of falling. She says, it's in danger of falling on my house. She says she's tried contacting the owner via email and phone, but the owner's not responding. She's wondering, what should she do now?
Well, first off, I assume this is in Louisville.
Yeah.
Call Louisville, call Metro. They'll come out and take a look at it. And if it is indeed a danger, they take care of it. They will get the owners on the other property involved and go from there. If it's hanging over her property lines, and when you say it looks like it's a danger, the question is it really a danger? Trees lean. Does that mean they're rotten, et cetera, before I do anything? I'd have an arborist go take a peek at it. But typically, if you're in the city, call Metro. They come out, they check those things.
Chuck, should she send a registered letter to the neighbor immediately just to make sure she's covered in the event it comes down on her property?
I don't know that a registered letter or certified letter makes it any better. Walk over and knock on the door and hand it to them. That's one way of doing it. Another way is send it. I mean, if she's thinking about cutting it down and is expecting legal issues, well, you know, it might be a good idea to have a letter and a return receipt. But, you know, at this point, I think that's a little premature.
Okay. Now, give her a couple of good suggestions there. Hopefully, Betty, you'll take that and hope you will survive that tree over your property. We move over to Brad Lawler over at Home Team Inspection Service. Scott and his wife are going to buy a newly flipped home, Brad. Mm-hmm. He is planning on having a home inspection, but he's wondering, as he goes through those flipped homes that are on the market, what should he be looking for to see if it's even worth buying, or things he should stay away from to see if it's worth buying?
Yeah, I think as far as it goes, as far as worth buying, that's going to be up to the buyer and the agent to determine that. But from a home inspector standpoint, you know, a lot of the things that we see with flips is many flip homes are very, very beautiful, do a great job. They look great. But when you start getting into the guts of it, when you start looking at plumbing, when you start looking at electrical, when you start looking at the way that they have modified the structure, that's where we see a lot of the problems. I think that one of the things I would do is, if it's a basement, Start in the basement, start taking a look around, see what type of modifications you can see from underneath. Oftentimes, we see very pretty bathrooms, but when you open up a cabinet and look underneath, you'll see a lot of plastic pipes. I mean, the extendable, the kind that you get at a big box store. It's not something that's done by a licensed plumber. The electrical work is typically subpar. Be very careful about people who are saying that, they had the code inspector come by and you look at the green sticker, on an electrical panel and it's, it was a sticker from 11 years ago. That's going to be a clue that it wasn't particularly, done to code, may not even have pulled permits. So those are just some of the things that I would be looking at. Again, look beyond just, the shiny lights and the new appliances. See how things are built. One of the things we saw not too long ago was a very nice refrigerator that was in place, but the flooring had been put in after the refrigerator was put in place. So there's no way to get pull the refrigerator out. A lot of things like that are pretty common in flips. And since every flip is done individually by people who may or may not be, have the experience to do it, you really have to look pretty carefully. And hopefully it's not that, the other, four letter F word that you're dealing with, but that's sometimes what flips become.
Oh boy. All right. Well, thank you for that. Good luck on that, Scott.
Yeah.
By the way, we are very proud of our reviews. We take a lot of pleasure in seeing good reviews, and we've got them. We've made it easy for you to see them. You simply go to LouisvilleZillow.com or LouisvilleGoogle.com before you hire anybody, real estate agent, a contractor, an attorney, or a home inspector. Check the reviews out because that tells you exactly how these people were doing. Again, LouisvilleZillow.com or LouisvilleGoogle.com for us. We go back over to Chuck Crosby at the Crosby Law Office. Kevin owns a home in Oldham County, Chuck. He's lived there for 5 years. And in this email he sent us, by the way, you can send us an email, bob@wesellouisville.com with your question. He says he has a new family that moved into a house next door. And though they're very polite, he caught at least one of the family members staring into his, Kevin's, backyard. And so Kevin is worried that will they be looking into his windows next? He's wondering what should he do? What would you suggest from a legal standpoint?
Well, from a legal standpoint, I don't know that there is much you can do other than pull the shades. If they're sitting there with cameras, focused on your bedroom, well, there may be laws related to stalking and other things. There's also jumped to mind a couple of cases from law school, related to that sort of thing. But really, not a whole lot. How do you prove that they're staring into your house or into your backyard? There's just not a whole lot you can do except pull the shades.
I've got a couple of suggestions. Brad, if you got one, jump in, but a couple might be to put in a privacy fence. That would be number one. I know that's costly and it may not be the one that you want to hear. The other thing would be I would put up a couple of cameras, Nest cams, there are a variety of MIGs out there now, and point them out so you can watch and keep a record of them if they're watching you. You get to the point where you may need that to prove
Right, and
that there's, yeah.
I'll tell you, Bob, I've gotten phone calls on that. Oh, hey, look at all those cameras on the outside of the house. Only drug dealers do that.
Oh, really? Wow.
What can I do? It's like, well, you can't really hide yourself. There's no screen of invisibility, other than, as you mentioned, the privacy fence. And but I mean, if you really think they've got photo zoom lenses, focused on you, shut the blinds.
It's simple. That may be it. All you need. Brad, anything you want to add that you
No,
brought in?
I've seen people build beautiful privacy screens around decks and patios, probably for that very same reason, but
Yeah, that would be another idea is to screen it in, right? You better believe it. All right, let's move over to Brad Lawler over at Home Team. Carol writes in, she is selling her home and it's a septic tank. And a septic company, and we're not going to give out the name of this particular company, wants to replace the entire septic system, even though it's working. And the cost apparently is something just under $20,000. She's not sure about doing all that and doesn't need it. So what would your thoughts be on a second opinion?
Second opinion, yeah, I'm always going to suggest a second opinion for some of these large purchases. I'm afraid sometimes, technicians and salespeople get caught up in the idea that everyone's going to buy new systems without it asking any questions. Yeah, it's unusual that you'd have to replace the entire septic system if it was working. Now, if it was backing up, if there were, it was damaged somehow to the septic tank itself. I mean, leaching fields become damaged. Over time, I understand replacing some of those, but not an entire system. That would be pretty unusual. I don't know exactly what the reason would be there, unless it's infiltrated by tree roots. But yeah, I'd definitely get a second opinion. Just talk to another septic company, see what they have to say about it. It may just be simple maintenance that's required versus, an entire system replacement. Because yeah, that's those can be big ticket items.
And the problem that we've found, let's say you're selling your house, you've got a buyer, the buyer brings in an inspector for septics. They do the inspection. They said that this particular inspector, let's say, says it needs to be replaced. Now you bring in your own person, and that person says, no, it doesn't need to be replaced. Now you've got somewhat of an odds at each other, and no one wins then unless you can come up with a third person, and that's another cost. So, Chuck, any thoughts on that one from your end of it as a legal side of it? Nothing you can do,
No,
right?
that's just negotiation. Some people don't want to do everything. They don't want to fix everything. It's just negotiation.
If the second septic company brought in by the seller says nothing is needed and they put it in writing on their letterhead with their license number, that does hold some validity in
It
terms of
does,
any,
but
right?
you always have to remember the concept of privity of contract. Who is that person working for? If they were working for you and they put all this down on a piece of paper, I can't come after them for saying, hey, you made a mistake. I would have to have them working for me. Yeah, so that's always something to keep in mind.
Got it. All right. If by chance you are thinking of selling, we should tell you I've got a free no obligation booklet. It has hundreds of useful tips. Send me an email, bob@wesellouisville.com. Put selling tips in the subject line. I'll send it out to you. And on the same level, if you're thinking of selling and you are concerned about an inspection, Brad Lawler and Home Team have a booklet as well that we handed out via email on home inspections and what to expect. And so again, send me an email, bob@wesellouisville.com, and I will send that out to you immediately. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, 13 items in your kitchen that you and maybe Chuck Crosby and Brad Lawler and myself may want to throw away immediately when I tell you what those are. Continuing with us is Chuck Crosby, who is the owner of the Crosby Law Office. They do real estate closings and do a great job at it, and also wills, powers of attorney, commissioner sales, and foreclosure defense. Chuck's a man of many trades. You can reach Chuck anytime at 499-6360. If you're thinking of by chance needing a home inspection, you can pick your own home inspector. Home Team Inspection Service is great. Brad Lawler owns them. And you can reach Brad for the Home Team Inspection or Team Bug Out, 844-411-TEAM. And if you're thinking of selling your home, I would love to at least talk to you, just give you what the process is, look at the market, what the prices are. I actually bring my laptop out and we look at comparables in your neighborhood and in your area so that you can see exactly. It's not just here, this is what it's worth. We look at exactly what your competition is and what the prices are. You can reach me for a free no obligation estimate and time, 376-5483. That's 376-5483. Or go to bobsellslouisville.com. We're back in a moment on News Radio 840 WHAS.
I'm Chuck Crosby, a real estate attorney here in Louisville with Crosby Law Offices. I've been practicing real estate law, fixing problems, and helping people for over 22 years. So if you're a buyer looking for advice, information, or professional closing services, call me. If you're a property owner, real estate professional, you have a problem, you just can't fix it, call me. If you're a landlord and you're having problems with your tenants, call me. Again, I'm Chuck Crosby with Crosby Law Offices. You can reach me at 499-6360. 499-6360.
This has been a paid advertisement.
Hi, I'm Brad Lawler with Home Team Inspection Service, the area's largest home inspection company. Our teams of dedicated professionals, including many veterans, inspect thousands of homes in Louisville and Southern Indiana each year. and team makes all the difference. Extra sets of eyes and overlapping duties means a more thorough inspection and better value for you. Multiple teams mean we're able to inspect your home when you need it. Radon testing, home inspection, termite reports, one call does it all. Get the team, get Home Team.
Looking to sell your home and maximize your profit? I can help you. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Sekolar, owner of the Sekolar Team, RE/MAX Properties East. We can buy your home, but the way to get top dollar is to let me sell it on the open market. With me, you're selling it on your terms, ensuring you're in control every step of the way. Call me, 376-5483. That's 376-5483, or go to BobSellsLouisville.com.
In today's real estate market, you want someone you can trust in the driver's seat. In Louisville, that's Bob and Greg Sekolar.
Bob and son Greg have helped thousands of families just like yours turn challenges into solutions. They can give you a guaranteed sale of a custom marketing system to get your home sold on your timeline and for the most money, and they have an instant cash offer program.
You deserve the best there is. Bob and Greg, go to WeSellLouisville.com.
You'll be glad you did.
News Radio 840 WHAS, Bob Sekolar, the Louisville Real Estate Show. We are here with you to the top of the hour. Thank you, Barbara Corcoran, who is a mentor, a friend, and who endorses us, and we thank her from Shark Tank fame and a variety of other things that she's involved in. Also here, continuing to the top of the hour, Brad Lawler, owner of Home Team Inspection Service and Team Bug Out. You can reach Brad to have your home inspected or to get rid of pests in your home at 844-411-TEAM. If you're thinking of buying a home and need a closing attorney, I can't recommend highly enough Chuck Crosby. He's the owner of the Crosby Law Offices, and you can reach Chuck at 499-6360. If you're thinking of selling your home, I would love to be able to come out and talk to you in person, spend as much time as you need. We can talk and answer any questions and look at what the home's value is and see if you need to do anything, or maybe you don't, to get the home on the market. You can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 376-5483. Or you can go to BobSellsLouisville.com, fill out the form, send it in, and I'll get right back with you. All right, so we all have kitchens. I saw this, I'm thinking, this is something interesting. Chuck, you may get a kick out of it. I know I got a kick out of it. Brad, you may as well. Those 13 things you need to throw away from that maybe in your kitchen immediately. We start with shopping bags. How many of us have those plastic shopping bags? And I'm a victim here, a guilty. Putting all these things in a corner and just letting them accumulate. So you really want to get rid of those immediately, because they never really, you're not going to need all of them. Scratched up cutting boards, which invite just bugs, but more importantly, just bacteria. They want to get rid of that. Freezer burnt out food, and I am guilty on all. How many of us? And I even bought one of those vacuum seal deals where, you know, the vacuums and. But even then, some of them have been there for a long time. I don't know what the standard is.
Well, Bob, yeah. My thought is that you feel frugal when you put it in the refrigerator.
Yep.
And then when you pull it out and throw it away, you get to feel like you're saving your family from certain death.
Yeah. Oh, so a double
yeah.
plus for
See,
you.
It works. Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Okay. How many of us have takeout menus stuffed somewhere that maybe the restaurant's already gone out of business? Get rid of those. Expired or separated condiments. And I'm guilty on that as well. There's stuff in my pantry that I never even opened, and it's separated and out of date.
And then connect that back to the little restaurant packets of condiments that we tuck in, because, you know, you don't need a big bottle of the sweet and sour sauce, but, you know, 28 packets of it.
I had, I won't go there. Yeah. I had Mexican hot sauce in the back of my car. I needed it one, pulled it, and it's dried up. So that gives me an idea. Scratch nonstick pans that have lost their nonstick ability. Time to get rid of those. Also on this list, old spices, because they do lose after about a year. They start to lose their potency. Unused cleansers, if you're not using them regularly, you're wasting your money on some of them, and time to throw those out. Plastic cutlery. I just found boxes of that the other day. I was cleaning out. And then also old plastic storage containers. And I kind of keep those as well, because you never know when you're going to need a storage container. Chipped plates, bowls, or mugs. And I do that because of sentimental value, but I got to get rid of them. The junk drawer. I clean that out. I can't tell you how many buckets of junk I found in the junk drawer. And then extra cups and mugs that you have not used in the past couple of years. Those are some of the things you may want to consider throwing out immediately. Chuck, Brad, you both found some
Yeah.
value in that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm just thankful for my wife who keeps all that under control, because I'd have every one of those boxes checked.
You're very lucky. All
Yeah.
right. We go back to the questions. You can send me a question, bob@wesellouisville.com, and we'll put them on the air. Like Lisa did, she wrote in. She says, my fiance's water heater just stopped working. He went to one of the big box stores, Brad, to buy a new water heater and was told he could not unless he was a plumber. I think I've heard something about this before. What's going on? She's wondering. The plumbers are charging well over the cost of the water heater to purchase and install. Any suggestions, Brad Lawler?
Ah, boy, I don't know about that one. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that question, because
Yeah.
you can install your own
Water
water
heater.
heater. I don't know why anyone would be told that they can't. I'm not sure.
I would suggest, Lisa, go to another store and see if
Yeah.
that's the same thing. It may just be this one person there has the wrong understanding. You never know. Moving over to Chuck Crosby, Heather says she's attempted numerous times to get a loan modification from a mortgage company, but they never approve it. And by the way, we're seeing more of these potential problems, short sales, foreclosures. She says the loan company lies and repeatedly requests the same information that she's already said she sent to them, but they say they never received it. They never received anything from her, she says. So she's been doing this now for 4 months, doesn't want to lose her home, She's wondering what can she do? You got suggestions for her?
Well, Save My Kentucky Home is a website you can go to. They actually help in negotiating those things. The thing to remember is you're dealing with a big company. That big company has thousands of employees. You're not. It's not possible to deal with the same person the entire way through the process. Plus, they don't have to do it. They're not compelled in most cases to go ahead and do that. So, it's not necessarily as much a priority for the person you're talking to as it is for you. So, get some extra help. Go to the agency that was put together in Kentucky, and you can access that by Save My Kentucky Home.
Good. Some other suggestions that I would suggest, because years ago, back in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I still maintain the certification of distressed property expert, so we know about dealing with foreclosures and, more importantly, short sales. I would tell you on this, Heather, you've got to be persistent. You need to follow up daily with calling the bank, making sure that they've got the information, request an itemization of any problems with your filing, and then resubmit quickly. And you need to be on this every day. It's just not one of the things you call every other week or something.
Yeah, they don't sit there and work on it diligently when you're not on the phone with them.
Yeah, they learned a lot of lessons back in the 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11,
Yeah,
12.
and
But,
that's when Save My Kentucky Home was put
yeah,
together, and it
right.
had a bunch of bumps, speed bumps, the first couple 5 years, but I've seen some great things they've done in the last 10.
If you want to see what sellers are saying about our Sikoler team, I'm proud of that as well. We have videos. You can go to LouisvilleSellersTalk.com. That's LouisvilleSellersTalk.com, and see some of the videos of the interviews I've done with some of our past sellers. Amanda, as we go over to Brad Lawler, Home Team Inspection. Amanda is selling her home, and the home just went through an inspection. And in this email, she says one of the repair requests, Brad, revolved around the drain in her bathroom, as it's slow to drain. And according to the report, she's got to make some sort of fix to it. And she's wondering, off the top of her head, could she use Drano and get rid of the clogged drain? But she listens to our show, and thank you, Amanda, for listening. She says that she thought she remembered you, Brad, saying don't use Drano. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know that Drano is going to help with a backed up drain like that. I mean, I prefer mechanical type systems, so small auger, a little. There's these little plastic nylon things that will go down with little teeth that grab hair. A lot of times, particularly in bathtub drains, it's just hair that gets clogged up in there. Drano is going to take forever to work through those clogs. So, just using a small auger is probably going to be the most effective way to clean that out quickly.
It does a Drano or something like that. Will it hurt
I
the
don't think that it
plastic pipes? No.
I don't think that it actually hurts the pipes, which is one of the reasons why it's a consumer grade product because it's not really strong enough to do damage to the pipes, but it's also not strong enough to actually, you know, remove a clog. So you could try it, but I've never really had any luck with it.
What about plungers? The old fashioned.
Well, plungers are hard when you're looking at a drain because you can't get a, you know, good seal on them. You could try, but really remember when you're using a plunger, you're actually pulling up. You're not actually trying to push down on it. If you're plunging by pushing hard and trying to ram stuff through, you're doing it backwards. You actually put the suction on, then lift it up to try to release the clog that way. You're packing it tighter and tighter.
I was today years old when I found that out.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Yes, so. I didn't know that either. So you push it down slowly, then you pull it up quickly.
Correct. That's right. That's how you properly use a plunger, particularly in a toilet.
Well, now that of course negates the name, but
yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you'd call it, though. But okay, now we get it.
But that's the more effective way of making them work. And I'm sure that someone's going to call in and tell me I've got it all wrong. But
now I had read that you get a big bucket of water, say over the toilet, and stand 7 feet up high, and pour that down in there like that.
That's going to splash a lot. I don't see that happening. All right.
Yeah.
Back to Chuck Crosby with his bucket over his head with 7 feet over the toilet. Mark owns a rental house and it is vacant. He says he's worried about squatters getting into the house and he's wondering, Mark, I don't know if this is going to work. He's wondering, will a no trespassing sign be enough to legally keep squatters out?
No. It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about squatters lately, and it's just not as big a deal as what I'm hearing. It's like, people coming into your house while you're still there and setting up residence. It just doesn't work like that. However, if someone has peaceable possession of a piece of property, whether there's a sign or not, you still have to go through the court system. You can't just go in and throw them out. Now, if there's signs of non-peaceable, I had one squatter try and he kicked in the door and, you know, evidence of damage here, get the cops, everything's cool. But once they're in there peaceably, if they, you know, say, oh, yeah, I've got a lease, you can't go and physically remove them. You have to go through the court process. Now, I have dealt with squatters before. It took a whole 45 days to get them out.
Oh, boy.
But you go in there. Let's say you've got a buddy who's a cop. And they go in there and they haul the person out and you do it illegally, there's multi-million dollar verdicts against folks that have done that. You don't want to do that.
Take that advice, folks, from Chuck Crosby.
Yeah.
All right, final question here. This is going to Brad Lawler. Julie listens to our show all the time, and she sent in this email. She says, I suspect Brad has seen a lot of crazy things in his home inspection days. Are there any that stand out in his mind, inspection problems that were really off the charts? Julie, thanks for that question.
Well, I think the most creative problems that I've seen are in flip houses. I mean, I hate to go back to the flips, but we see a lot of creativity in flips. But I will say probably the one that was the most extraordinary was a downspout that had an extension on it. Okay. The extension had been shifted. So if they taken a 25-cent screw, attach that to the plastic extension piece, then they wouldn't have had all the water pressure that built up against the foundation wall, which then cracked. And I understand that it was about a $37,000 repair that had to be made to that wall. So that's probably the most, the maintenance could have been done for a dollar, but it had a $37,000 impact on it because the water just was never moved away from the back wall. But flips have the most creative. They sometimes bring a tear to my eye. I have to cry and laugh at the same time.
We should do a weekly segment on flip or problems with home inspections anyway. Couple hour show. You may have heard we're out of time, and we thank our folks who were involved and also those of you who sent in emails. Brad Lawler, owner of Home Team Inspection Service and also Team Bugout. You can reach Brad at 844-411-TEAM. Also, Chuck Crosby, the owner of the Crosby Law Offices, who not only does a great job with real estate closings, but he does wills, and folks, that's so important. Wills, powers of attorney, foreclosure defense, commissioner sales. That's Chuck Crosby, and you can reach him at 499-6360. And if you're thinking of selling your home now or in the future, I would love to be able to talk to you. It's simple. If you're thinking, okay, what's the price of the home? What do I need to fix or not fix or add or not add or upgrade or not? I can help you with that. That's what I do. You can reach me on my cell phone for a free no obligation estimate by coming out there. And we talk 376-5483. Or you can go to bobsellslouisville.com, fill out the form and send it in, and I will reach back out to you. We're out of time. We'll see you next Sunday right here on News Radio 840 WHAS.